Pranamami Hari Priye.
Pranamami Hari Priye.
So in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj gives a very nice description of the position of Srimati Radharani. We're just going to hear his explanation of one verse. So please repeat. This is one of my favorite verses. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta.
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta.
Radhika Para Devata.
Radhika Para Devata.
Sarva Lakshmi.
Sarva Lakshmi.
Mayi Sarva.
Mayi Sarva.
Kanti.
Kanti.
Sammohini.
Sammohini.
Vara. The transcendental, please repeat. The transcendental goddess.
Srimati
Radharani
is
the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna.
She is the central figure
for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness
to attract
the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now, Krishnadas Kaviraj will explain this verse to us. So nice. You don't have to repeat, just listen. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful, or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi, everyone say?
Krishna Mayi.
Means one who's within and without, or Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or it means she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Her worship, aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Srimad Bhagavatam declares that when the gopis, being tormented through the long night of separation from Krishna, when was that? The night of the Rasa dance. Krishna wandered like a... The gopis, tormented through the long night of separation from Krishna, wandered like mad women from forest to forest in search for him. They said, truly, the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. Because you all should know that during the Rasa dance, Radharani left, Krishna followed, and Krishna disappeared from all the other gopis because Radharani was feeling, hey, I want to be treated special. Therefore, Radha is Parama Devata. Everyone say?
Parama Devata.
The supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Or Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. What are they? Wealth, fame,
beauty,
strength,
renunciation,
knowledge. Aishvarasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashasa, Sriya, Jnana, Vairagyos, Chaiva, Shanam, Bhaga, Itingana. Very good. You get a ding. She is therefore the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Sarva Kanti indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radhika fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarva Kanti. Lord Krishna enchants the whole world, but Srimati Radharani enchants even him. Therefore, she is the supreme goddess of all. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of that full power. The two are non-different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable. Or as fire and its heat and light are non-different. Thus, Radha and Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. Srimati Radharani ki. So, Gadadhar.